Reading, Part 2.
Business travelers and tourists usually stay in hotels. Most hotels are convenient and have many facilities, but they are also expensive. Many students and young people want to travel, but they don't have so much money. They can't stay in expensive hotels. Most countries have many types of accommodations for different travellers. In England, for example, there are expensive hotels, luxury hotels, and reasonable hotels, tourist class hotels. There are also bed and breakfasts, which are cheaper than hotels. But the cheapest places to stay are youth hostels. There are more than 4,000 youth hostels in more than 80 countries around the world. Every year, more than 37 million people stay in youth hostels, especially Britain, Germany, Australia, and New Zealand are famous for their excellent youth hostel systems. Youth hostels are usually clean, safe, and friendly. However, they have many rules and are different from hotels. Most youth hostels are only open for checkout between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and for check-in between 5 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. There are different bedrooms for males and females, and bedrooms usually have 4 to 6 beds in each room. Some modern hostels, especially in New Zealand and Australia, have doubles or twins or family rooms, but they are very few. Youth hostels are not so convenient, but they have many good features. First, they are cheap. You can stay in most hostels for less than 3,000 yen. Also, most hostels have a reservation system. You can reserve a room at a hostel in the next place you're going from the hostel where you are staying. Also, you can usually use the kitchen at the youth hostel for cooking. Staying in a youth hostel is a great way to travel cheaply. And it's a great way to meet other young travellers.